from an alpha called the standard view. That view maintains that it's based on Zachon Adam Shalom Bafanov. And as such, Higdili Yechol Nimchos to do it completely, as per the Gemara Baba Basra Kuflam Ches, when it comes to a Pana, which I don't want it. You don't want it, so you can't, you consider to have acquired it against your own will. There's an interesting question about Zachiyah in terms of the Rabbanan. Today it's the works of the Raisa or not. That's a simple interpretation of the Gemara. And the third, in some ways the most radical interpretation, is the Tosin Sanhedrin Samaches, where Tosin says that you don't really need Zachin. No. The only reason you need Zachin is because on a simple basis. Had it not been good for the person, Bezin shouldn't have gotten involved in this Matzeah. Shouldn't have gotten in the middle of it. Okay. Now, of course, the question becomes then, we have every Geiris requires Mila Tvila and Kabbalah Savitzis. Yes, it's true that the... can you got me a sheet of Mekubetis on the screen? Can you get, is that possible?
Maybe I'm sure.
Should be sheet of Mekubetis. How can it not be? What's not a Bar Ilan? Sheet of Mekubetis? How can it be? It's one of the most classical Sfarim. We keep referring to Sheet of Esmsubas. We never. I have it in front of me. I have my version, but I want you to be able to see it. You shouldn't have to trust me. I mean, I put it on the Makaros, but I don't know if people saw it. So, again, coming back to this original issue, this Geirus of a Ger Katan. Let's see what happens here. Really? It's not nothing bad, Hebrew book. Also works. Oh, it's a good print.
Yeah.
Yud Aleph and Mud Aleph.
Oh.
It's very low. Keep going. Further, much further.
That's a dot. Oh, that
base. Oh. About 100 pages. Oh, your gimel. Okay, it wasn't so bad. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Go back. Okay. Whoa. Big Masathic Sus. She had a lot to say. Oh. I'm sorry for all this. Okay.
Okay, you're there.
In any event, I'm getting dizzy from looking at this. Okay. Obey.
What?
Oh, stop. It's a typo.
Oh.
That's correct. That's correct. Thank you. Okay. So, gentlemen, the Sheet of Mekubetz has many, many things to say about this sugya. And let's review some of them. We can't discuss all of them. I can't read the whole Sheet of Mekubetz. But I think it's important that we take a couple of steps backwards and see one thing at a time. While it's on the screen, let's since we have Yevamos in front of us, let's open Yevamos and see what it says here, and then we'll get to Ksubas just in a matter of minutes. Hope. We had discussed the Kodotos in Sanhedrin that says that all the Bezdin, it's not based on Zochin. If it's not based on Zochin, what do you mean Gdil Yechol Limchos? So Tosfos Sanhedrin said, no, you got it backwards. Higdilu, they're required to be Mekabel the mitzvahs at that point in time. Without a Kabbalah, it's no good. Without a Kabbalah, it's no good. What the nature of the Kabbalah must be after 13, we'll discuss soon. Must be an active Kabbalah. What about just keeping the mitzvahs? That we'll discuss. Of course, the question becomes whatever it may be, where's the Bezdin? You need a Bezdin. Don't you need, Tosfos here says you need a Bezdin for Kabbalah and mitzvahs. So at the end of the shiur we said yesterday, with the Yesh Mefarshim, came in the Yadua Lakol Shetavla, Ki'ilu Omdim Sham Dami. As if they were there, for the tefillah, Tosfos, according to that sheet that requires three for tefillah, as if they're there. And we had suggested the same thing. It's as if they're there with respect to the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs as well. Frank Toys Akasha, Lila. What about Lila? What's going on with the Lila? Right? If you only need Chabal Asamitz Asi Shapi, and this only did a Bezdim did Midir Rabbanan. However, Rabosai, if you assume that you don't need the Bezdin should see it with their eyes, but their knowledge suffices, so the knowledge of Bezdin exists by day, not by night. That solves the problem. This could be what the Maharam means. Again, we've been here before, but let's take a look at it again. In the Rosh Simon Lamed Aleph. Open up to the Rosh here in the fourth paragraph, Yevamos, Simon Lamed Aleph. We quote the Maharam. The Maharam says as follows. Tirus Rabbeinu Meir. Midloka Amma Eirat Bilin Ger Balayla. My Talam Mishpik Sivei. Kitam Bavit Ger Tzor Shlosh Mishpik Sivei. Amma De Lo Gamrino Lei Mi Mishpot Ein Lo Din Mishpot Elenin Guf HaDover. She Tzorach Shlosha. Avalo Lizman HaTvila. What does that mean? What do the words mean? So we can suggest that's what it means. Since the knowledge suffices, the knowledge, you have knowledge by day. Because we know the person is going through tefillah on a regular basis. That knowledge exists by day, perhaps. Okay, perhaps. Now it's interesting, once again, once we're here in the Rosh suggested that there's a concept of tchilas din and gemar din. Tchilas din and gemar din. Inami, kabbalas mitzvah habi ke tchilas din, utfila avya ke gemar din, which works even balayla. This, I believe, fits with the first teretz of Tosis, Mem Hamed Beis, that you require gimel only for tchilas, only for kabbalas mitzvah, because that's the tchilas adin, that's the ikar maisa geris. Fine. And now we come to the question, tying this whole discussion into ger katan. But yes, you'll see a double meravavu. We might know the Behuda here in the Mishnah Reish Samaches Siv Gimel in the sugya of ger katan matilo sodas bez is the following line. That's what he says. Yes, the Shulchan Aruch says, as we already know, b'diyeved, according to one opinion, b'diyeved. If the tevila was not done in front of three people, it's okay. Says the double meravava. Hainu beger godo shetzlo kabbalas hamitzvus ikar ulekach hamila vatvila eino ele gemar hadavar v'sagi below shlosha v'afilu balayla. Now, as you pointed out, afilu balayla works very well because done by yom v'gomer balayla. What about the idea of three? You have to have three. You have to have three. What do you mean, Gemar Hadavar doesn't require three? It's not his fault. The Shach is the same thing. Still not really a good shot in that. Well, that's to say that it's enough that they know about it. Maybe they will. It's enough to know about it when it comes to. I don't know. I don't want to put words. Put that line aside. Avol Ger Katan Shelo Shayech Bo Kabbalas Mitzvus VaTvila Hi Iker SheMatvila Nosav Al Das Bes. That's the lesson of the Gemara. I feel so. L'chulei alma tzarech lios b'yom b'fnei shlosh. A chumrah. Although the tefillah need not be by day and by three, but the yeved by a ger gadol, because kabbalah submits is the ikar, either because it's done in the gemara b'alayla, which I understand, or some other magic that the gemara does not require three, which I don't. That probably I don't really fully understand. But in any event, these kulas of not having three and b'alayla is good. It's only when it comes to Ger Gadol, not when it comes to Ger Katan. Because Ger Katan says no Kabbalah Smitzvahs, therefore the Tvila doesn't. It seems to me that this is not so pashut. According to Tosfos and Sanhedrin, that there's no Kabbalah Smitzvahs at the time of the Ger Katan's conversion, the Dogma Meravava is completely correct. But according to Tosfos and Ksubis seems to be saying that the Bezdin creates a Kabbalah Smitzvahs for the Katan, to Zachon La'adam Shalom B'fanav. So there is a Kabbalah Smitzvahs, in effect. And if they decide that it's a Schus, and therefore there's a Kabbalah Smitzvahs by day, it shouldn't matter if the Tefillah takes place at night, according to the opinion of the Rosh, and maybe even in the absence of three, according to some authorities. This is what I thought, that the Dogon Meravava would depend upon the two different Tosafot, Ksubas versus Sanhedrin. The Rosh holds like Tosfos and Ksubas, the first day in Yevamos, as we saw before. Again, Tosfos and Sanhedrin, and the Yesh before Hashem Yevamos. That's why I'm lining it up. Oh. But now, Rabosai, I wanted to discuss the issue of what must be told to the Ger Katan when he gets older and when. We discussed it a little bit yesterday. I'm going to try to find it. This is not the Rashba that I'm familiar with. But let's see. Gary Cotton, I want to tell you this. Don't get annoyed by this. What's that stand for? Bay Zion Hey Bays. It's a censorship issue. They keep, every time they put a Bismana bias because they're afraid that the governments wouldn't allow Gerus. You know, we could convert a Christian, the Christian government. Oh, they kept a Bismana. They don't mean it. It's just put in for the censor. But it's annoying. Hoyu might be on. That's right. Hoyu, past tense. How that's better. The Pirish Rashi's out. Let's just read. I can't read straight, but let's just take it. Sheviu ove ve'imo lebezdin legairo. Afal pi shalon is gairo heim. You know what's going on? They with themselves with not is gairo. Afal pi shahu ein bo das klal. Madbila also al das best. V'kol shkein k'shiyesh lo das. V'bo me'atzmo liz gairo. What's going on over here? We thought earlier, what's the more powerful version when his parents want it's Chuz Gemura. Here, Bezdin's not. He says, Faket. He comes on his own to be Mizgayer. It's a bigger Chuz. He asks for himself, although he's not a Ben Das. Ulafuki k'she'en lo Das v'ein ovim imo mevi'o le Bezdin she'en le bilanos. A riff, I don't say the what it would be. With Pirish Rashi's ain aloshim kein. And the Kosev al Das Bezdin im ain lo ovim v'imo Heavy Osel is Gaia. That's the lesson of Rashi. We saw the Rashi. The Koshim Manashach. Im Emo is Gaira Emo. Lovely Das Bezdin. So the Chinam Begumar the Kaman Begershin is Gaira Bon of Emo. Umali Avo Eim. Same thing. Hochinami the Grower of Bon of Achara Eim. Kamo Achara Av. Vioser. Kids follow the mother more than the father. Vim Lone is Gaira Emo. Emo. Lomale lemeim adin loav, afilu hoya loav, kev adin to misgar imo, boy das bezdin. Efsha, the kol sheesh to ava aim, uvevin also this gayer, afal gav dein to misgar imo, nichale b'may de avdele avua, ovev imo, v'nesorach das bezdin. Period. Fascinating. This is what it says over here. This is what it says. So far, we're not clear to what we spoke about yesterday and the day before. Are they really two different tracks, Aldaz Bezdin and Aviv Imo, or they're fundamentally one and the same? It's just a question of what's more of a schus for him. So we're going to see that as we go in the Shita Mukubetzis, one step at a time. Okay. Let's take a look over here. Again, I'm not going out of order. I'm trying to go in order here in the Shita, even though it's not the logical order because it's easier to go back and forth. Hiksha Mefarshim. Amai nokan madbilin, for lo kama molin, tira to Rashba, the milsa the shaykh of his scharim of the kevus. Simple answer. I wonder what is it? Madbilin. It's tefillah by men and women. Oh, tira itself. Should the tefillah gmar malachto, okay, the kaimalon, mol velo tovel, kilo mol, nokan madbilin. The Rashba holds, or both sides, apparently, that the, at least at this point, that the milah has to happen before the tefillah. Otherwise, maybe the Mila is Gemara Dama. Okay, so yeah, fine. Umash Mali Shazel Shekotzev Rashi Matbilin Ein Lecha Ger Bala Mila Tvila Veduk Otiru Tirashma The Revusa Naka Tvila Should the Mila Dinu, I told you this once before, Shetalalo Kshayagdil Y Vyisratza Y The Yeshna Ba'olam Bishas Ritzono. It's still around when he says yes. Avot Tvila De Bishaita Lohoya Ben Das Uvishoshin Isratza Einam Ba'olam, Eimolo. I would have thought it should be no good. Kevan Shegeruso Misupuk Shereyachol ulimchos shiagdil kamash malon rabosai. What's he saying over here? We spoke a few times about kolsa kinyano, that the tefillah shouldn't work until a later time. So you might have thought that the tefillah shouldn't work later until because it's not extant in the world when it becomes a bar mitzvah. It seems to me this teretz works with tosin and sanhedrin. Because tosin subis, it's not true. But tosin subis is a kabbalah right away. The fact that you can be mocha, you can uproot it. But according to tosin and sanhedrin, the kabbalah is only later. So what is he right now? Well, right now he's a ger, all right, because right now, since we'll see later in the lashon of the sheet of Mekubetzes, since Kabbalah is impossible, it's not ma'akev, like the Dor HaSeichem, like some say, like Nichras Agid, as some suggest. But you have the minute he becomes eligible and possible to be Mekabbalah Mitzvahs, he must. So you might have thought that at that point it's close to tefillah also. That's the pshat which the Rashba has, a very important pshat. Another pshat, amazing pshat. Schus gomer. Avol mila kevan shemitztair lo chashiva schus. V'lo shayach me'elimei maldaz bezin. It's not a schus. No, I ask you a question. If it's not a schus, then how can it work? V'miyu kevan dekvom mal. Afila havya chovo kvom yotri de mila. V'shuv kshit belu havelei schus v'nigvam alachto aldaz bezin shah pekeni olim. This is correct, Rabosai. We call it a hasara sama'akev. You wouldn't need a bezin for me, according to this logic. Which is what many Rishonim and Achronim say. Okay. Fine. Old Maksha Ritva, we've spoken it before, we never saw it inside. Heichmat bilin also, v'ger bi'alma binan shiodiyu, kalas v'chamuris. Rabosai, where's the hodas ha-mitzvahs? V'tiritz, tahu le'mitzvah, ve'eno li'akev, v'hocha d'labar hodohu, eno ma'akev. There were those who claimed based on this Ritva that he passes, you do not require Kabbalah Samitzvahs. The Ritva, both in Yevamos and now in Sukkah Chav Dalet, where he said, no, there's anan sadeh, that agav unzugam ha'makabal obviously requires Kabbalah Samitzvahs. There's another Ritva I saw quoted today in Shabbos Samaches, in the Sukkah of Ger Shebein Umos, that the Ritva's claw you do require Kabbalah Samitzvah. So what's going on over here? So I saw a nice pshat. Kabbalah Samitzvah, Rabosai, according to this, the Ritva was suggesting, is not a procedural idea. It's more of a question whether the person is qualified in the first place, a prerequisite. So for this, Bezin can well substitute. Ger Kotmat Bilan also Adaz Bezin, Zochel Adam Shalom Afadam. So they can provide that understanding that this is the equivalent of a Kabbalah on the part of the Ger. But, Rabosai, is a technical procedural din. We saw in the Gemara. You have to have Odas and Mitzvahs in the Mikvah. Two times you come stand there, they tell them this, they tell them, we saw it before the Gemara, we saw. That's a procedural question. How does that happen? Says the Ritva, that's not Miyakev. If they didn't inform him in the Mikvah, listen, guy, you have to do this, 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 and this. That's not Miyakev. But the Kabbalah is certainly Miyakev, and that's satisfied by the Aldaz Bezin component. That's a very nice shot, which you already intimated earlier, before we saw the actual words. Here's again, these things we've seen before. The Zelashon Shita Yashani. Yes, what's your question?
That part that we're saying is not Miyakev, that's not even really any bit of a Kabbalah. It's just about what we tell him, no?
Oh, no, and we'll DM in the Mikvah what he has to do. Correct. The Zelashon Shita Yashani, look at this. Get cotton, the afal gav, the tzorach kabbalah. Look what it says now, the last line. Hani mili, hecha de efshar, hava be cotton lo efshar. Venafka mina, di noga be yayin lo have yayin esach, at kam. What's the this line? So they're oh, you see, clerk, it's only the lechatchila, if you can't have it, it's not ma'akev. Wrong! It's ma'akev. But that's only when it's possible. We gave an example, there's no gid, there's no mila's not ma'akev. And if there's no smucha b'zman hazeh, that's not miyakev. The Dor HaSeichem. This is also not miyakev. Okay, Rabosai, this is what I think. Okay, then there's the long piece, which I'm not going to read. It's exactly the same as you saw in the Tosfos and Afyad Aleph. How can Tzachon work? It's only by the Rabbanon, right? It's not going to work. It's on her next. It's my next. Press where it says next. It's a very long piece, but hold on. I want to say something important. Oh, look at this now. Rashi's al kosav al das bezin shlosha yu b'tfiloso k'din kol tfilas ger v'hei nasin lo av v'arehu ger. That's lashon of Rashi. Mashma, the boy lefushi da adifo hat z'chiyo the nasin lo av the lo av yemitam shlichos duk v'tishka. Oh boy! This Rashi is saying the way that Shita interprets it. We asked the question earlier today. Is it one track or two tracks? So the Chasam Sof, we saw yesterday in Shia, that it's one track. If he comes in his father, it's a Schus Gomer. But the Shita is saying, no, it's a different track. It's not because of Shlichus at all. That's what we had suggested yesterday, two Pshatim, within this idea that Avavimo are different. The Rashi here has a different word. Nas and Loav, it's a different track. It's a whole different word, a whole different, different concept. It's not going through the classical a din of Zochem Mishum Shlichus, a different din, L'Avim Mitam Shlichus. Wow! These are nice words to see, because it's Medayik, it's going to be Medayik forever in these Shitas, but some of these are very, very important. Okay, I'm trying to go in order as much as I can. Okay. Oh, look at this one now. This talk goes right to the heart of what we spoke about a few times. Maika Mashum Deschusulo, you saw the Gemara, Vim Toma. Very, very important. Came under Ka'amay the Tarti Kamashmalon. I mentioned this already a few times. Rav Huna says, what did he say? That it's a schus, and they have a bezin can do it. What are the two things? Well, number one, schus ulo. And number two, that zocha la adam shlobafan applies by geirus. It's not self explanatory. We only find zocha in shas when it comes to money. So Rav Huna said two things. One, an objective fact. It's a schus to be Jewish. And two, since it's a schus to be Jewish, Bezek can do it for a katan. Two different things. Frek the shita mekubetzes, vim kain. My parich tanina, zoch on the adam shalom afanav. Yeah. Vilma kumashmalan, this schus ulo? What does that mean? Maybe over here, we're not, of course we're not a zochan. Even assuming that that's self-explanatory. But here we're telling you the second piece, that it's a schus over here. You need both. You need that Zochel on the Shulberg as a principle, and then in this case, the Schus. So maybe Rav Huna is saying that it's a Schus. Why is the Kasha and Pshita? It's not so partial that it's a Schus. Maybe you would rather be Goyim. So why is that? That's the Kiddush of Rav Huna. What's the question? Yesh Loma. So the Kach, Maisi, Sefer, the Maisi, is an amazing Kiddush. The Tanan. Vein Chov and Odom Elab Shalom Bafon. If you saw that, that's in the Subas Yudav, it's quoted at the end of the Mishnah. Kamash Malon. Look at this now. The Alma Komidi de Lohavia Chova Gemura Zuchus Mikri Vizachalo Shalom Bafon of Kane Rali. Whoa. 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 What's he saying? If the din would be that you have to have a real Zuchus, then the Gemara's Kasha would be no Kasha. Because maybe Rav Huna is telling you that you need that Geras is a real Zuchus. Says the Shita now. No! You know when there's such a big schus? As long ein chover la adam shalom b'fanav implies, as long as it's not a chover, you know it's not an absolute schus, you would still apply the principle of zachin. That's already obvious that it's true with respect to a geirus. Chidush nefloim in the shita. I repeat again. He's saying zachin is not, as long as it's not a chover, it's already automatically, almost automatically a schus. And that almost automatically a schus we know on our own by geirus, we don't need everyone to tell it to us. Had it have to be a real schus, Rav Huna would have to tell it to us. That's the second teretz. Second teretz in the Shita, where am I up to? V'kuntres in Matzasi. My kamashvalon, kosher, came in the hikshin shnei dvorim. A, schusulo. B, zochan lom, shalom b'fonim. Yitarets, achas, the kamashvalon, the schusulo. Same kasha before. V'yeshloma. Yes, you're right. Shekachum et tarets. It's exactly the teretz. Kamashvalon. That's exactly the Gemara's parents. According to this Rav Hosai, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. But the next paragraph is exactly the same thing. The same thing all over again. Okay? So it seems to be a machlok as a fundamental shayla between these 2 days in the Shita Mekubetz and Daf Yud Aleph and Ksubas tucked away.
How much of a schus mazachin be? According to the first teretz, as long as it's not a chover, it's primarily considered to be a schus. According to the second teretz, no, it has to be a real schus. And it's not obvious that ger is just schus. If it's just not a chover, it's obvious. I'm just trying to go in order in the sheet to give you some of the ha'aras over here. One second. What's the question, Ari?
Is this not focused specific to Geras, or this follows in general?
I would extrapolate from Geras elsewhere. That's how it sounds to me. That's certainly how it sounds to me. Can we just go to the next page?
Is there a distinction to be made in the sense that classic cases of Zafim Adam is an actual Kenyan?
Yes, but that's not how I read the sheet of the Gubetis. I'm not saying it wrong, but I didn't read the sheet. I read the sheet my way. Maybe I'm wrong. Hold on. Now we can remember, finally. This is all about saying introductory. Since we opened up the Shita, I want to give you a couple of Ha'aras in the first piece of the Gemara. I think they're all very valid Ha'aras. Now Igdil. Igdil Yechon Limchos. The Katani Igdilu, plural. Below Katani Igdil, singular. Mashma Dekoy Afilu Aktanim. This Rabbi is very, very important. Afilu Aktanim Shinizgayram Aviyah. Even they can protest. Against whom? Who was it yesterday? Against whom? Osai. Who said that the Geras works only with the father? They cannot protest. Bahag. Against the Bahag. That's what the Sheet is saying. Chay Pirish Rashi's out. Chay Pirish Rashi's out. Higdili Chom Limchos, Kolomar. Fi Afal Pishin is Gairu Bonavu Bonosu Vimo. You can still be Mocha. Against the Bahag and the Pischit Shuv and Korn Chasam Zobah Pasa that way. That's what he says. What's his proof? Hey, Dalacha, if you remember the Gemara, I hope you remember the Gemara. Bidak Shina Alei, Bimas Nisin, Dagi Yoros, Vashnia, Vashvuya, yeah, Omas Nisin, the Elonaris, Vaknas. Give a simple answer. Loma Farkin, Hoka Bimaiskinon, Beger, Shinis Gairu, Bono, Vibonos of Emo, Kidaparkin Aliel, Akan. The Gemara, a new original Yakasha. The Gemara suggested, want to bring a riot. I'll bring you a riot as Ger Cotton works. A riot from the Mishnah. Must know. Maybe it's over the case. This guy of Emo, one of the notes of Emo. Then he says, Yecholim Limchos, Frank the Gemara Kasha, why should you give him the money? Why did the Gemara give a simple answer? Hokam Askinon, when what? When was this guy who one of the notes of Emo? Then you cannot be Moche. From the fact that the Gemara didn't say that, implies that you in fact can be Moche. Why am I saying this? Because the Chasam Sof, we saw in Shia yesterday, said, I found the Hevel Nevi'im Rishonim. And the sheet of the Kubetz and Ksubis that says like the Bahag. I looked, I couldn't find. I asked yesterday to look. I still couldn't find. You can find one, use the word Chevel. Chevel is like a pack. I use it as a nice pun. Nevi'im Rishonim. Chevel and Nevi'im Rishonim, well, it doesn't mean they're real Nevi'im. It means that they're Rishonim and sheet of Kubetz who are like the Bahag. I haven't found even one. I couldn't find it. So again, I'm leaving to you, man, a different version of the sheet of the Kubetz. No, no. Okay, so this is very important. So, very nice riot. How do you get out of this riot? What will the Bahag do with that riot? The Bahag made you say we don't pass in that way. The Bahag, the way we saw yesterday, the Chasam Sof, the Bahag is not passing like this shoot of the Gemara. Okay. Further. Oh, we saw yesterday in the Ran. Let's see it again in the Ritva. Not all of you had the Gemara Ksubas in front of you yesterday. Here you have it all in front of you on the screen. V'yim Toma. Hech efshel etzam tzem shetimcha kshetag dil mamish li'alter tokono mechein en yichol limchos v'tekom higdil yichol limchos. Hokono mechein en yichol limchos. Kedam ha'ashtu. So what are you going to do? Tirtze betosis. Very, very important. The enom gerim gemurim ad shem odin osam matan schoron V'on shon shon mitzvah z'kshay gdilu. Hear what's going on? They're not full gerim, so you tell them about it. V'ochi kama. Kevin shigdil shoachas geris gomor ad achas shigdilu u'modil en on shon b'scharon shon mitzvah shuv eni yechol olimchos. Very interesting expression. Not before it's not a geris gomor? What does that mean? What do the words mean? And the second teretz, of course, is a simple one. Inami Yochi Kama. Kevish Igdila Shoachas the Shame Yehudis, Kama. Kagon Shah Osasa Maisa Yehudis. I read this to you yesterday. Vahishaita, right, but before that, not. The other answer, the Marabim Mochav Olechas Mitoch Katnos Yachagadlos Shalgadlos Shachas Below Achor. Three answers he gives. This is the last answer, the simplest. That you give Mocha straight from the beginning to the end. The middle answer is that the critical time is when you do what? When you are Ose, Masa, Osa Masa Yadus, till that time you can be Moche. And the first answer, the most remarkable, is that you have to tell him about it, and then you become a Geras Gomor, and then, until that point, you can be Moche. That's really hard, a little bit hard to understand why that should be so. What does that mean? This is a Ritva. The Rashi says the same thing, which is read it again, because every word in the Rishonim is Kodesh Kadoshim. Let's read the word, the same thing in the Rashi. Tomar Yeshal Tzam, say Yeshlomar B'mocha Mitoch Kalos Lachagadlus. This is the third teretz in the Ritva. Is the first teretz in the Rashi. Quote the Tosis again. They both quote the same Tosis. Ad Shemodinos Amat Tzcharan Ve'onshe Shol Mitzvus Ena Giyores Gemura V'gdila Shachas B'Gerusa Acha Shodia Onshe Shol Mitzvus Kama. Right. Ulefi Divrein. Extra line. It's not in the Ritva. Ulefi divrein tzrichin lahodio liyachas sheyagdil. End quote. What does that mean? According to the Rashba, according to this Tosis rather, Tosis Matartina, according to the Tosis Sheba Rashba, you must tell him. Implying that according to the first Teretz, maybe the third Teretz, what? You don't have to tell him. You don't have to tell him. What are they fighting about? What are they fighting about? I have to tell. So I want to say the following pshat. The Tosis that is quoted in the Shita is the Tosis in Sanhedrin. Tosis in Sanhedrin learns that the Bezin cannot do a Kabbalah mitzvah, but it's not makif because as long as the kid is underage. Once the kid is overage, the Kabbalah becomes makif. So the Kabbalah requires this hodah, and it must be done. But the implication is, as I mentioned briefly yesterday, those who argue with this answer, though the three answers in the Rashba, not three, other two answers, and the Tosfos and Ksubas that they follow, would say there's no need to say anything to him. You know why? Because yesterday, now we have both Shaul and Yaakov in the room at the same time. So we can talk about the question with the watch. So we can say what? That if I give one of them a watch for the other, either direction, and they never ever find out. Never. They never. A person gives a watch to somebody, never in his life finds out. Doesn't matter. The watch is his anyway. That's how powerful Zochin is. He never finds out, watch belongs to him anyway. Here too, if you hold it works through Zochin, remember, Tosis in Sanhedrin does not work through Zochin. Zochin is only for why they get involved. But the Geras per se does not work through Zochin. So when you need a Kabbalah later on, you have to tell him. If he goes to his grave and never finds out, he's a goy. But according to Tosin Ksubas, he goes to his grave and never finds out, he's a Jew. And presumably the same would apply to the Imamidus. The watch belonged to the recipient even though I never found out. This is an important line. We'll come back later to see an interesting analysis in the Sheva Halevi of these lines, but not this much. Yes?
Just to clarify, are you saying that if we hold that it does work through Zakin, then he never technically has to find out?
Correct. Now, it may be ill-advised not to tell him, as we saw yesterday. Why? He finds out when he's 50 years old, they don't want it, he has the right to undo it retroactively. Whoa. According to many authorities. That's a question that's Rav Moshe writes. We saw Rav Moshe yesterday. Yes?
Isn't the Lashon Sha'achas though? That's what there's a little bit.
Sha'achas, according to Rav Moshe, means a Sha'achas when you had the knowledge that you were there. And not only that, Rav Moshe requires the knowledge that you have the right to protest. As opposed to the Sheva Halevi we saw yesterday, right? Was that the very end of the Sheva yesterday? Am I correct? Yes? The very end. The Sheva Halevi says, it's enough that you know you're a ger. You don't have to know that you can protest. That to prevent the machor. But Rav Moshe can see that he never finds out he's Jewish. I said, yeah, but your fate may find out one day. That's Rav Moshe. Well, you write the Shema yesterday. I want to repeat. Yes?
Did anyone say you need a formal Kabbalah after?
Oh, that's a question. Halacha l'maisa, to the best of my knowledge, there's nobody who has a formal Kabbalah for a bar mitzvah bocha who went through a Geras, to my knowledge. I just you may have noticed I left a little bit early today. I spoke for a different group in the yeshiva, and it's about Geiris, a little Geiris. And after the shiur's over, the guy walks over to me, can I speak to you outside? Not like that. I mean, can I ask you a question outside? Turns out, his mother is not Jewish, his father is not from, when he was a baby, told me the name of the rabbi who arranged Ger Kut Nadbinos Waldaz Bezin, from a non-from family. Okay? Which, according to many, may not be his chus at all. We spoke about it a little bit yesterday. And when he came to the yeshiva, one of the rabbin told him, mister, let's take care of this. So he went for a second conversion, fairly recently, after he's totally from, his mother's still a goy, his father's still not from, and he's mamash sitting in the yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. And he wanted to know, would the conversion be accepted? After what acceptance, and apparently the Bezdin was with the under the general guidance of Rabbi David Feinstein Shalita. It was some kind of a letter authorizing it. So I don't see that any problem. These things happen in our yeshiva. These things happen somewhere, some foreign planet. They happen right here. Okay? Just telling you an anecdote from today. Right. Okay, so these are, again, I can't read every little one in the Shita, but so many important things are here. Oh. This we saw yesterday. I read this to you yesterday. Zelashon HaRosh. I read this yesterday. I had the Shita in front of me. I still have it here. This is a different print. Kevin Shigdila Shahachas Bekima Shuv Mitzvahs Yehudis. She did something. She benched, I give an example. When there's shonim and simonim, elavadai hochi perusho. Higdila v'lo osa samas Yehudis. Catch this, very important. Misha higdila. She didn't bench yet. Yechol olimchos. Now I'm explaining that the Rosh only said in the case where she didn't do anything wrong. She just didn't bench. She hadn't benched yet. But what if she was Mechalel Shabbos? That still might be a Macho itself, according to the Rosh. We can't tell for sure. The Beis Yitzchak said it is, and the Chayez says it isn't. That's another question, whether that itself is considered to be a Macho, but the Rosh cannot be used to resolve that. He's not discussing against what he did certain Aveiros. Okay. Okay, I think I'm going to have to stop. There's one more thing I didn't want to show you. One more thing, I believe. Almost done. Okay. There's a Rashi over here. Tmili, Rav Huna says, "Matbilan also adas bezdin lechol mili ki ger gomer." Hashvina Leviata and also Yayin Nesef and Mago of Ochel Mishkitoso and Shlichus. Get Luxivoso. Huna Stamak Omar. It's only the Rabbana who should have said so. Okay. Good. Tame Alatzmacha. Hech Ochel Mishkitoso. From the Kaiva, he Eich Matir and also in the Israel Matir and Echel Sish the Alma. Are they get Shakosu? Umocher Moche. When I Sakusi go to my Freya. How can you rely upon it? Is an opportunity to undo it? That's the question. Halcha Shaini. The Kevin Shun Atzmo Noeg Begeruso Ki Yisrael Chazaka Kimin Hago Noeg Vishuv Lo Yimche. You rely upon the Chazaka, and in all likelihood, he's not going to be Moche. Okay, Adkan. I think we've seen a lot of important things over here, Rabosai. Couldn't read everything in the Shita Mekubetz, but you got at least a flavor of some of the wisdom of the Shita Mekubetz here in Ksubis, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay. Now, I want to discuss a number of other important matters on the Sugya of Ger Katan, which I think are critical, both halacha lemaisa, and also in terms of understanding both ger katan, as I said before, and gerus in general. In general. This Rashi we keep talking about, Ein Lo'av, we already saw that according to one opinion in Shita Mekubetes, it's a different din completely. Namid in Shlichus. The one that I saw in the Achronim, there are two different ways they took this Rashi. And Rashi, on a simple level, against the Shita Mekubetes, distinguishes between father and mother. That she asked the cash against Rashi. Rashi said, his mother brought him, you need bezin. The father brought him, you don't need bezin. Why not? You saw the Ritva said, it's like, the Ritva's PhD Ritva Rashba, they go to the mother more than the father. What do you mean, what's this? So I saw the Meiri says on this daf, she does not call this Meiri, says the father's in charge. The father's in charge. Inyan ha-ben masul ha-av lachniso lebrisul lekashe b'kdushas emunah. You know, the father's in charge of the chinuch of his child. Today's world's a bit different. But certainly in the world time of the Gemara, where the father's the one who was chayav to teach his son Torah and the mother not, and before they had schools and everything, so the father's in charge. Since he's in charge, bez need not paskin, it's good, it's not good. The father's in charge, he wants to be megayrim, so therefore he has a special koach to be megayrim. If there's no father, then you need bez. That's one. There's another interpretation based upon a Rambam that we had seen a while ago, I believe. I'll read it to you right now again. Avodim b'chos avodim perek tes halacha beis. The Rambam b'chos avodim perek tes halacha beis says something quite remarkable. I'm not sure if we have it in the back. I have my doubts, but it's worth a look. The Rambam says that a man can sell his sons for avodim. Had a far-reaching din. No, it's not here. Halacha Gimel is here, but not halacha Beis. Okay? A father can sell his sons. And as a matter of fact, we're going to suggest, since he can sell his son, that's why he has the power to, in effect, compel his son to become a ger. We had that Rambam already a few days ago. That Rambam is... In Hilchos Avodim, I think it's one of those Hilchos Avodim Rambam. I don't have my Rambam here in front of me. Okay? The mother not. The question becomes, that's very nice in the olden days. What about today? Today things have changed somewhat. Not only that, Rebbe Osai, another Shaila. What happens if the father converts? So we saw that if the father converts, it's better. We saw at the beginning of the Shita. Even though the father didn't convert, it's still Nichama Da'avravua. He did convert for sure. Maybe if I cared, maybe the other way around. Why? Because if the father didn't convert, at the moment that the father is taking his son to become Jewish, till that very second, the father is the father. We saw in Afsam Abbeis, there's a relationship between a father and a son in the non-Jewish world. But if he converts, it's worse. Because if he converts first, the minute he converted, guess what? He's no longer the halachic father. Either a halachic father, or is enough to have a natural father. And a corollary, what about an adoptive father? Not a biological father at all. These are all complex dinim. I'm not answering them yet, but I'm just posing the questions right now. Rav Bakshi has a piece. Thank you very much. In that same Torah Shabbat Peh, Rav Bakshi discusses these issues, whether these kinds of, let's see if I have it here. No, it's not it. I have it somewhere. It's in here, it's in this. I'm going to take it out right now. I haven't been finished tomorrow. By the way, tomorrow is Thursday. We have to talk about Parshas Chayesara, Parshas Shiduchim, a very important Parsha. So we'll have some time reserved for that for tomorrow's Shia Mitzvah. The issue is a complex one. We'll get to discuss the details a little bit later on. Now, I mentioned to you the fight, whether it's a schus or not a schus, to convert in a case in which the parents aren't frum. the case I just had now. I just described it to you. Rav Moshe suggests it's better to be Mirishei Yisrael. Yeah, I know we saw it already a little bit yesterday. Can you show me the screen now? Igros Marsha, different, another one? Igros Marsha, Chelek Dalet. I want to show you a more, if you can get it for me. You can get back to me. I have to go by line. Different part. Okay. We already saw Rav Moshe said it already in a tshuva yesterday in Chelek Aleph. He mentioned the possibility. But this is an Eben, that was in Yordecha, this is an Eben Ezer, a different tshuva on a similar topic. It's always good to see two different formulations of the same Godel. Eben Ezer, Chelek Dalet, Simen Chavov. Simen Chavov. Os Gimel. Gimel. Oh. Oh. Here we go. A guy had a parnasa teaching in a day school. Okay, everyone's fine. But there are many students who are from non-Jewish wives who came through, went through reform conversions or conservatives. It's nothing. Are you required to quit the job? Ah, come on, parnasa. Ay, 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 I'm afraid to say anything. Okay. Teaching Goyim, a whole discussion. We haven't gotten to that question. How do you teach Goyim? A whole story. So I'm not saying anything. But, Eshel Atakein, Desaktanim, let me just get to the place I want to show you. Desaktanim Yigairu, Kiemenim Tzrichim Kabbalas Mitzvahs Vigairim Aldaz Bezdin, Fuschuslam. Why? Catch this now. Kimikeva and Shalom Divive Sefer Dati, Eitzel Morim Yirei Shemayim, Hare Motsui. What's give me a little translation of Matsui. Comment, right? She is God blue Leo's Shomrei Torah. I agree 100%. I think it's a minority. I tell you, I'm not sad of it, but it's Matsui. Miyata Matsui, right? That's the word we use, right? It's more than 10%, Baruch Hashem. Okay? Shalachain Avshu Safek Luschutz Vada. The Av Gam Avim Lo is God blue Leo's Shomrei Torah. Mistaber Shuschus. Look at this. The Rishay Yisrael, use the word Roshoyim. The Rishay Yisrael, Shiyeshim Kedushas Yisrael, Mitzvahs and Shosim, Hu Mitzvah, Vaveris, Hu Lahem Kishkova, Hu Gam Ketzchus, Milios Nochrim. That's unbelievable. Rav Moshe is suggesting it's better to be a guy, a Jew who sins his whole life. He doesn't know any better. He's brought up not from home. I mean, he knows in school, but he doesn't really accept, you know. Then to be a righteous guy who keeps seven, bat 7 for 7. Rav Moshe thinks it's mistaber. Not everyone agrees with him. Oh. So now, Rabosai, I'd like to just share with you one more Lemaisa comment based on Shulchan Aruch before we go back to our sugyas. The Shulchan Aruch writes as follows in Siman Reish Samaches Siv Zayin. It's a short siv, fairly short. I read it to you yesterday, reading it again the second time. Akum im leisho av yochol legayir also v'mein lo av ubal lesgayir they email meviyosel lesgayir bezin lesgayir also reschuslos don't stop fun. Same as Rashi, the father has a special koyach whatever it may mean, and if it's the mother, then the bezin gets involved. Okay, ben either way, either the father came or bezin did it with the mother or that whatever it is yochol limchos mishiyagdol v'endinik yisrael muma elik over kachol. That's a shulchan aruch. Fine. What's the first line in Shulchan Aruch? The first line. Akum kot nim yesh lo av yachol legayir also, yeah. Ein lo av, zoch lo shlo b'fun. There's some of them dying from this line, like that line in the sheet that I told you. That when the father does it, it's not even in shlichus, you don't need tzchiyah. So my soul is medayik that from the Shulchan Aruch. On that basis, he wanted to say, that a father who's not observant can be Megayer, his child from a Goya, even an adoptive father, because his chinuch is given over to him, even if he's not from, and it's not a schus, it doesn't matter. It's actually printed in a sefer by a certain Rav who wanted to, I don't blame him, this will solve the problem of the non-observant parents who want to adopt children and convert them. Because he's learning pshat, a double chiddush. Number one, that if the father converts, the child, you know, it's not based on Zachin,
which is the language of the Shulchan Aruch Kipshuto, and as we saw that one day in Shita Mekubetz, it's not Shlichus at all. And number two, he's saying that an adoptive father is the adoptive father. A double whammy chidush. That'll depend, of course, what we said before. If it's that he's in charge of the chinuch, I can hear it. If it's that he owns him, does he own him? Does anyone own anybody today? That we'll get to a little bit later as we go along. So I believe that number one, Rabbi Osai, it's impossible to explain the Shulchan Aruch that way. Because if this rabbi would be right, that it's not based on Zochan at all, so it's a brand new din, then, as the Chasam Sofer said it, in this Mekal Vachomer, would be impossible to make a Malchor. How can you make a Malchor, Rabbi Osai, if the father has the right to convert you without you, against your will? All your Malchor can say, I don't want it. So who cares if you want it or you don't want it? Force down your throat. Yes, sir.
How could the Shulchan Aruch even say that the father could be Megar the son? Because the Gemara only says that it's Megar Imo, right? So how can he...
Correct, but we saw one line in Shita Mekubetz, as we saw. So now that you have a good memory, we saw today in the Shita that even if the father is not Megar, it doesn't matter. You can
where
still...
What?
Where
are they getting that? The Gemara doesn't say that.
That's the Shita Mekubetz is a primary source. Rishon, primary. So we'll assume that's a little chat. Leave out your question. Put it on the side for the moment. Oh. So now, according to this understanding, Rabbi Osai, Shulchan Aruch says you can be Moche. So therefore, you'll have to push up shot in the Gemara within Zochin. Yes, like the Chasam Sofer said. Without the father, it's not such a big schus. In the Bezin to decide it. With the father, it's a tremendous schus. Tremendous chus. All right, but if he says no, it's still no. Now it's true, and I have to be honest with you, because the Pischei Tshuva here, in Siv Katan Ches, I ask you to see, quotes the Chasam Sofer. He does. Passes like the Bahag. It's true. It's true. I can't deny what's here. Then this rabbi would be correct. But of course the problem is, Rabbi Osai, it's not clear, again, it's not clear whether the adoptive father has the status of a father, as I said before. And according to the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, it has to be a schus, klar, because he have a right to be moche. Therefore, at best, this guy is a suffix here. So for Yashar Pasas, a suffix here. Why bring in suffix here? It just doesn't seem to be a smart thing bringing suffix here. Yeah, but if the president says do it or you get fired, then it's a very smart thing. That's exactly the problem that goes on in the world because there are pressures of the Rabbanah, the Rav Moshe, the Lachat, we saw the children, the Lachat of the Rabbanah. Here I both say, everyone with me so far? Everyone understand everything so far? Klar? Okay, now we're ready to embark upon just to go through these in Yonim one more time and picking up a number of points which we, in our, because of the way we covered the Sugya, we didn't get a chance to do them all in the proper order. And it's gonna be, some of this is going to be a little bit Chazara. But some of it is going to be totally new, so bear with me. Bear with me. Oh. So in the sugya Rabbi Osai of Ger Katan, let's remember where we're holding it. In the sugya of Ger Katan, there is, I told you already before, this concept of somebody owning a child, which is mentioned just for a few minutes ago in the Ramban. We saw the Ramban last week, I think it was even on the screen. It's based upon a Yerushalmi, Rabbi Osai, that says that you can, in effect, sell your children, basically. And the Rambam says, and here it is, Perek Ches Halacha Chof, Hilchos Avodah. I quote again, Yisrael Shetokaf Begoy Koton, L'Shem Etarez Eger, and the Kesed Mishnah said that that's our Gemara. And Lech HaMishnah asked this review. It's against the Mordechai. And we said, so what? Rambam said, we lived before the Mordechai. You can go against him. The Rav Yoda we still quoted in Siman Mem. Just reviewing a little bit. Oh. Now, I'd like to show you, if I may, one more tshuva, which I think is critical. It's tshuva's Minchas Yitzchak. I'm pretty sure it's Bar Ilan. Chelek Gimel Siman Tzadi Tes. Yes.
So, where does selling children come in this case? I mean, there's no point selling children. A Jewish person can sell his.
Oh, good. I'm not. It's a big question.
Did they mean that the Rambam is referring to a case where you actually sold your child? Tzadik yes. Since you have the power to sell him, you also have the power to convert him.
That's a Jewish parent, a Jewish child, right? I'm not talking, obviously, no.
Right. 100%. You're 100% right. Let's go slow. I want to read you some of the highlights from this. Some. Okay? This is a question of adopting children. It's happened in, was written in England. Okay? Pshita, the Masha Bez, Mumchim Bezdak, and Lahem, Rak Mishim Halachatz, Zuat Chak. I gotta love this. It's calling the Haggadah. Pressure, tchak, on the rabbis. Shevar echnisu azugos es hayolodim lebeisam, they adopted them. Hem adochkin legayram. V'yesh v'zah inin shal diyevrish as a tchak. Diane Weiss was very upfront about it. Dilo hayu boim lishol atosam konosh echnisu osam lebeisam, hoyim yatsan in osam shol lachnisam. Ki yafim agerus chal, hechadam achnisam v'begadlam osam, hem ashomet hara mitzvahs. Yeah. Look in the Rashba. We just read it. The Ran. We read all these things already a few times. The Mordechai we saw in Yavamis. The Rav Yoh. And the Rotzalah Beger. Right? Force everyone to become Jewish? How can it be? Okay, you see all these riots that he's bringing. Okay. The guy called him Akhtanim. Ha-chorazu tochiyah gam kein, li-yach mitzvah la-achzer achreyem leka. Tim lo kein, ha-mailo matzino shi-yachziru achreyem shi-yaskimu le-gayram. Yeah. Come on, yadena takifa. Why don't we do it? Apparently it's not a good idea. Why is it not a good idea? Yavamas kuftes, ro-ach ha-ro, kis-ha-pachas, Tosis says, if we convince the misguided, it's no good. That's exactly our case, right? Only the Yevet and Shas HaTchago. That's its preamble to this whole pilpul. It's the preamble of the Minchas Yitzchak to this pilpul. Preamble. We're going to skip all the way to Os Yud Ches. Okay. The question is, we spoke about this a while ago. Is there a dispute between who and who? Between the Mordechai and the Ran. Remember that? The Mordechai said if he doesn't come on his own, you cannot be Megayrim. The Ran says that you can. So one that says no machloikas. Ain't come pluk the prezer. The Mordechai b'shem Rav Yom Mari b'bal korcho. V'aran ashari m'forshim anal marish osukein me'atzman. Shelo b'bal kosh osam. Avagam lo b'bal korcho. How, for example, v'anim tzom b'shuk b'shuk. An adoptee! There's no say in the matter. So what's he suggesting? We spoke about this a couple of days ago. The compromise is, if you force him, he says, no, he's 10 years old, he can scream pretty loud, then it's no good. But if he's 10 days old, then it is good. That's a suggestion that he is making, because otherwise it's shver. The Beis Yosef quotes the Mordechai in the Reish Samaches. And Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel, he quotes the Ran. So he gives his teretz to defend Rav Yosef Karo that he quotes both. Okay, of course the question becomes, Rav Osai, that the Ran himself in Ksumas right in front of you, if you haven't opened up, quotes Rashi, Imo Hevi Yoso. So why do you quote Rashi, Imo Hevi Yoso? You don't need Imo Hevi Yoso. Who writes? Av Sharan Hevi Shami Koden, Divrei Rashi Anal, Imo Hevi Yoso, this guy Ryan Shom. Tzorach lomar, rak urcha de milson nogat, de imo lo malav lo moredes, as he says, the Yavit says over there, on that Rashi. The Yavit says, I looked it up, and this is a fascinating piece, not, this is an aside, but it's remarkable. The Yavit says, Rav Yaakov Emden, in his Pirish and Ksumas, Daf Yud Aleph, akorah mishum, ozul b'shidus ha-ran, yishar mefarshim b'zeh, v'nifla mimeni, divri ha-goyin ha-tzadik, meracha, chayim a loser, Av Bezin Munkach, who wrote as follows. Koze Enoloshin Rashi Klau. Do you believe it? It's a Rashi Mefurish. And he's saying, it wasn't put in by Rashi. Rakni Tosef Bimea Beinayim, Bimea Bikoris, the censors. Shalo Yomru, look at this now. Anachnu wrote from Achazeh, Kimohan Notrim, Likach, Bechoskadoch, and Munos. I told you this. But I told you, forced baptisms. So he claims that it was put in by someone afraid of the censor, put in the Lashon and Rashi, that Imo Evi Yosef. What? Because if not, they'll think we're trying to force convert the government to Jews. Aval halacha ein lano nafkamina lava vima b'zeh et kadra. Bish lama la halacha. Okay. Okay. Right. Okay. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Fine. But he says it was put in for the censors? Atma lo makein. Nemu v'nishlu v'nishlu v'kama g'doli v'shom v'shom v'poskim. No, Rashi said it. This is an aside. Takes a little bit of a dig at the Munkat Sherebbe. Oh. Truth is, Rabbi Osai, truth is, if you go a little bit further, Acharya near it, although he gave this teretz, Diviyat Dake Moshe V'Abach, who said there is a machlokas between the Mordechai and the Ran, is Karoy, which is true. Afim Ayinu Omrim, the Dikur, the Sefer Ikim, Diviyat Mordechai, we have Shalom Akev Kanal, Aval B'diyuka, the Reisha, Mashma, the Daf, Gama Gai Reini, Kamashma, the Afal Pish, Eno Das, Shomalo, the Mhoya Sova, the Afalo Shela Klal, going to Mushtak, Mashuk, Magairim, heard Sarach Loma Yosir Avusa, the Afim Lo Omar Klal Megairin. Beitzerch Lomar. Beitzerch Lios Af Shomelo. You must hold, you need Das Davka. And not only does he say so, Shita Mekubetis, Rabbi Osai. Motzah, but look at this, Beferish Arayt. Motzah, Batina, Mushlach, Bechitoma. Not Leal Das Bezdin. You found a foundling. Bimatmul on Das Bezdin. Shlomar. Pirashnu. Dafka she'imo mebiyoso lebezdin. Or bekotin she'esh lo das. Beferish arayt. If he's Mushlach, he's an adoptee. You do not do the conversion. Black on white. Black on white. But another terrorist with going to Kifa. So 2 days in Shita Mekubetzes. But, Rebbe Osai. But, you still say, the truth to be told, the Achet Kol HaPoskim is there. No Machlokes. Mamar Shalom Olam. Yesh lechalik ben lechatchila l'diyeved, lechatchila ein megayin ala midas. Uvidiyeved av shalom midas, it's good. Rak shalo yeh bal korcho mahani ageirus. Because Tosis and Ksuba staff mem dal, we spoke about this a little bit earlier. What they say? Hold on, look at Agi Yorish in this guy with Stoma, should I be Pchus Viva Shalosh, and Dark of this guy, Elimima. The old and Srajak Bilu Adas Bezdin, she ain't my Bill and get caught in Adas Bezdin, Elim Kane, who told Veil is Gaia. The Zos Pchus Viva Gimel, and but Das at Boa, etc., etc., etc. Mucha mid the ram, to be the Evad, Bavarai, Havi Gavis. Reshke Chilu Benetirus, and the Chatchila, Rabosai. Wants to make us solve the problem. And the Shidu Kubes, that's what we just saw. Is also lechatchila. Now I want to say, Baruch Hashem, is no only machlokas in lechatchila, but not in machlokas. Everyone agrees with the Yevon. Well, I'm not sure. He's not sure. Some may want to say it's not going to even be the Yevon. Not completely sure. Okay, this is the Teshuvah of Minchas Yitzchak. I can't read the entire whole thing. I have to say one more thing, which I think is important when it gets to Os Chavav. Okay. This is a very major chiddush, Rabosai. A very major chiddush. Okay? Let's listen to this. Kevin Shemosra af imrako aim le'echad ben achaveros le'mosram le'chol ha'shayirtu v'yaf li'yisrael ha'manas le'gayra havi kilu bo ha'em le'foneinu te'manaf kemino im bo v'yatzma o'shokas ha'chaveros. A mother who gives her son up for adoption is Rashi. Emo have you also this guy here? What's wrong with this picture? Why is this incorrect? Potentially incorrect. He's equating a woman who gives up a son for adoption in England with a woman who comes to Besdin to please me guy my son. What's the difference? Yeah?
Her son raised in the house.
She doesn't. What are the chances of her having a Jewish home in England? She has no idea that it's going to be a Jewish adoptive parent. She has no idea. Gives up to an agency, they can do whatever they want. They can. In England, the Jews are a tiny percentage, even in America, a tiny percentage. Chances are very strong to go to Goyim. This question is raised by the Sefer Mishnah Sager. It's a good question. Good question. One can, however, say, Rabbi Osai, that as a result of this giving up for adoption, it's the equivalent of what we call in our language mushloch. It's a foundling. It is. It's mamash a foundling. But the minchas yitzchak wants to say it's better than a foundling. When it comes to a foundling, there are souls who say, we saw in the sheet of Mekubet Stav Tetzvav, you shouldn't be megayer a foundling lechatchila. He's trying to make it better than a foundling. The mission that the guy is willing to concede, at least it's like a foundling. It's not if you're doing a conversion against the wishes of the parents. That not. Oh. So now Rabbi Osai quotes Rabbi Chaim Oizer. Let's see if I can find Rabbi Chaim Oizer. Look over this. Why is it not going anywhere? The computer froze, as they call it. Why is it stopping? Stop. Why is it frozen? Come. Doesn't want to go any further. Ah, oh, thank you. Okay. Whoa. Still not finished, but okay, let's see. Mavada Dakdek Harbin Bukholev Shores in MS Him Shoman Torah Mitzvahs. We'll talk it both in Borosh or Dir Kodesh and his Galavi Geruso. And then you have to Yinag Minag Yadus, Shinis Gada, Velo Yimcha Kanal. It's been the Yevet. The Chathir shouldn't get involved. Ad Kan Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak. Reb Chaim Oizer has a collection of letters. There he says, Obe ve'imos lav dach, could be an uncle, some other relative. He's in charge. It's a very important yisod that he has in his lips. Now, Rabosai, we had mentioned before the possibility of a father selling his sons for avodim, which gives him the power to make them gerim against their will as well. And in that kind of a case, he suggests, that you wouldn't need Adas Bezdin. Because the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, why does the Gemara saying Ksubas Yud Aleph, Zgai of Avimo, Nichole b'maydavar avuo? Who cares if it's Nichole? Even if it's not Nichole, the father can shove it down his throat. Psh, that's a good kasha. So they want to suggest that this guy or Imo, but they didn't bring him to Bezin. It's a big dochak. So one could suggest, Rabbi Osai, to the contrary, once the father is misgayer first, he loses his right to sell his kids, and he loses his rights to them for that on the same basis to convert his kids against their will, because he's no longer their halakhic father. I mentioned that story. It's the opposite of the Shita Mekubetz. Shita Mekubetz is a chinesh, even though the father was not misgayer, it's still nichol to what the father wants. I'm suggesting the reverse. That in a case in which the father is misgayer, he lost that right to sell him, because he's not a lachic father anymore, and therefore the concept of gerus against the will no longer applies, so you're stuck with nichol. For nichol, it would not work. I'll show you later, not today, where my source is for such a distinction. Oh. Is it Rashi, please? Mem Ches Omer Aleph. Did I show it to you once before? I don't think so. Take a look, please, in Rashi. Open up your Yavamas, please. Mem Ches Omer Aleph. Mem Ches Omer Aleph. It's a huge Rashi, Evet. Very huge. The end of the Rashi. Just the very end of the Rashi. It says as follows. It's Lishna Akhwina, Loshan Achim. Evet ish, och gama. Evet shu ish, afal pishu, godul ben das, u malta, osu bal korcho. Viata mol ben shu ish, gera bol is gair, ein lo korch, lomo beno, godul, bal korcho. Gabi bonim ksiv, himo lo, kol zocho. Lo ksivu ish. Gabi evet nami ksiv ish, namute ben. Get an impression from this Rashi, Rabbi Osai. An impression from this Rashi that. Okay, it's an important impression. I can't say it's for sure. but it's an impression from this Rashi that there can be no protest because he has a possibility of doing it bal karcho, right? That's what Rashi says. A ben shuish. See the word with the shoes in brackets? If the ben is an ish, Rabbi Osai, he's above 13, then you cannot force him. Implying, under 13, you can't force him. So the question becomes, if you can force him, so then the question becomes, so why can he protest? One answer is he can't. But along the lines of Chassam Sofer, this kind of a case, perhaps he cannot protest. Of course, the question becomes, the Chassam Sofer said it because why? It's a schus gomer. We could suggest it because of this unique din. This unique din, he doesn't force me against his will. But only a father can do that. The problem is, Rabbi Osai, the Rashi and Ksuba Skiralf doesn't seem to say so. Loshna Rashi and Ksuba said, Af Yudalef from an Aleph. Higdilu Ktanash Nizgayru, Vafilu Im Avien, Yicholin Limchos. So they can protest. Maybe it'll depend if the father did it with strong arm tactics or just convinced him. If he forced him not, if he convinced him, yes. I don't know. I'm just giving you an overview. Fine. We already mentioned for Moshe Chiddush Nifla that a father can take his son, sell him as an eved, and then have him, and then the person can emancipate him and he becomes Jewish. Rav Moshe wasn't sure it works because number one, you need a Rav Muvuk to write a Shtar Shichur. We saw this. Who knows how to write a Shtar Shichur? It's never written in who knows how many years. Shtar Shichur. And number two, it's against the government regulations, so perhaps you can't do it. That's the Rav Moshe we saw in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Samach Beis. Oh. Now, Rav Osai, the Lashon of the Rambam was Tokaf. Tokaf. So the Rambam said in Perek Ches Halacha Chof, in Perek Tes Halacha Beis, in Ilchos Avodim. So the Kesef Mishnah Chamisha said that's how the Rambam understood our Gemara Daf Yud Aleph Kekamim Melilos on Das Bezin. So the Sefer Mishnah Sager, he says no, that's not a classical case of Ksubas Yud Aleph Kekamim Melilos on Das Bezin. That's a different kind of a din. Tokaf. Like when it comes to an Eved, I already showed you the word. The Rambam chooses his words carefully. Where's the word Tokaf found in Talmud Bavli? I showed it to you last time. Mem Vavam and Aleph, the fourth wide line. But Tokla Tokfa B'mayim, he's talking about an Eved. An Eved. Okay? Never a problem. We saw the Shita Mekubetzes just a while ago, just today. They wanted to bring a riot the Geras of a Gerkotnes Doraisa. You know from how? From Hachyu Lechem by the Taf of Midyan. The Taf of Midyan. But even the Kohen, Pinchas was there as well. What kind of raya is that? There, Abosai, they were required bekibush mechava. So if it's required bekibush mechava, it belongs to the captor, to the victim belongs the spoils. So the person belongs to the captor. If it belongs to the captor, I can make geres bal karcho, like we have over here in the Rambam. But a typical situation, who doesn't have any ownership, maybe it wouldn't work. That's the question. That's the question which he raises. In any event, this possibility exists within the Shitas of Rambam, that it's working as a kind of an ownership idea. An ownership. Oh. Now, you remember my Pshat and Rambam, I hope. Why is it Ger Toshav? Because he's really Jewish completely. The Orsa Meach, this is amazing. In Hilchos Yisurabiyah, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud has a different pshat. This is based on Rambam Perek Zion Hilchos Yisurabiyah. In Hilchos Malachim, rather. When we're in charge, of us, we're not in charge yet. We force every Ben Noach to keep seven mitzvahs and to be mekabel them. says the Oros Sameach, what happens? A goy walks in, a ger katan, and accepts all the mitzvahs. Then he protests. Says Oros Sameach, very nice, he protested. That knocked out the 606. But the seven are not knocked out, because the seven, in theory, we could have forced him to accept it even before he walked into Beis Din. That's what he says. That's what he says. Wow. That's a question. If that's the case, we should say that when it comes to every single ger katan, protest should be impossible. What does Osamech say? Osamech said the Rambam is based upon his din. You can be tokei for a goy bal korcho, and you can make him openly into a ger. So if that's the case, that this base, the Gemara is based on this, it should never be able to undo the ger. It's the same as Osamech said. You cannot undo the ger tosha. Why? Because Beis Din has the right to force everybody to be a ger tosha in principle. Any single guy can take him in Beis Din and say, you must accept the seven mitzvahs or else. Yeah. By the same token, if the Rambam says that a person can take his bun of tanim and in effect make them ger him against their will, the same is so, how can the machor be effective? How can it work? It's a pella. By Kasha Nor Sameach. So again, you may recall we had three pshatim yesterday, the day before, as to what's the machlokas Rambam and everybody else, whether the protest works or not. Either, according to the Rambam, it doesn't work because it's a schus gomer, and schus gomer you cannot undo, like there's a chasam sofa suggests in a different context. Or I said because you cannot go into his mind retroactively because he was a katan. Or I said because the machlokas is not nechus schiyah, the machlokas is nechus geirus. According to the Rambam, geirus is not, tefillah is not one of the procedures which can be uprooted. It's only a prerequisite which cannot be uprooted. That's what we said three pshat. Now we have a fourth pshat, or sameach. The Rambam sheet also, you can force the guy to become Jewish. If you force the guy to become Jewish, so then of course the protest is not going to invalidate the geirus. My caveat, you won't punish him. That's all. What about the raya of the Shita Mekubetzes? Shita Mekubetzes is bringing a raya from Midyan. And a chinami, according to the Rambam, that's exactly how it works. You have the right to sell your kid the same way they had a right to sell by Midyan. Others disagree, it's only kibush, but Rambam says you don't have to have kibush. Tukfa works. Oh. Fine. Now, I want to just say two more words. We only don't have too much time to go. I mentioned to you, maybe we should see it already now. No, I want to start putting things on the board now. Rabosai, what about telling a kid when he's 13, back to what we said, talking about a little bit yesterday. Kid is 13, they have to tell him or don't have to tell him. So we already mentioned yesterday, we saw the Tshuvas van Hoggas of Rav Sternbuch, who said, Anan Sadi. I mentioned already at the end of Shia 2 days ago. And Rav Moshe says, you have to tell him, not only you have to tell him, but he has the right to protest. In between viewers of Shevet Alevi, we saw yesterday again, you have to tell him he's a ger, you need not tell him that he has the right to protest. That's the three Shitas that we saw earlier. Okay? Fine. Now, the Marshal says, if he knows he was a ger, he can't protest any longer. Pashtun have to tell him. But if he doesn't know, he was done in infancy and never knew about it, finds out at age 50, he can protest. Now, it's interesting, when the Minchas Yitzchak, is he still here? Wow! I lost him. Okay, don't. He only said, like the Shevet Alevi, you have to tell him he's a ger. He doesn't say, after the Beferish, you have to tell him that he has the ability to convert. In any event, Rabbi Osai, the question is as follows. What happens if the person is from? Doesn't make any, typical case, the average case, the person is from, there's no formal Kabbalah, and you want to protest later on. Can you do it? Can you not do it? A big question. I answer another question. This is a more serious question. Tosad echidish nifla v'norah ad ma'od over here. That the entire din of Ger Katan is only with the Rabbanah. Right? How can that be? With the Rabbanah? This could be a pshat, one of the reasons why the Bahag rejected it. Right? Bahag rejects Ravuna. Very simple one. Because he's going, okay, Dalam and Torah, but Kumbah say, we don't pass in that way. Let me answer the following question. I don't know if you thought about this. Is it the Rabbanan till his grave? Or is it only with the Rabbanan until he turns 13? How'd you learn? Honestly. Did you learn it's the Rabbanan forever? Or it's the Rabbanan until he turns 13? Then it becomes the Raisa somehow or other. How'd you learn? Until 13? It's a much more comforting position. The holy is the Rabbanan, it's mind-boggling. Could be the Rabbanan until 13? Because what are the risks already? Yayin Esek is the Rabbanan, it's time Yayin. What? So the Rabbanan. So you rely on Gareth the Rabbanan. There aren't so many derises that can go wrong. So you hope for the best, nothing's going to go wrong. But if it's going to be the Rabbanan his whole life, and it's to be a woman, she'll be the Rabbanan. She'll be the mother of 10 generations of all the Rabbanan de Giyin. What? Yes.
I mean, isn't that the point of telling him? Meaning once you tell him and he decides not to be Mocha, that's his Kabbalah of Mitzvos.
So what?
From then on, should be the Raisa.
Why? But the Tefillah was done when he was only two months old.
Isn't that what we've been saying before, that he doesn't get Kabbalah of Mitzvos until he has a Chiv, like he has...
According, you are right. According to Tosas in the Sanhedrin, presumably would be a Din D'Oraisa. Right? Straight through, even before 13. Not Makim until 13, then 13. According to the Tosas, according to the Rambam, the way I answer the Rambam is a D'Oraisa. According to Tosas, based upon Zochin, and Zchir Mitam Shlichos, and Shlichos a Katan, it's the Rabbonon. How does suddenly become D'Oraisa when he turns 13? That's not self-evident. Yes? I understand that, but if Tosis is saying the whole thing is based upon Tzchi, and Tzchi is the Rabbanan, has it become the Raisa suddenly when he turns 13? Yes, when he's 13, by not being Mocha, he'll confirm the fact, yes, it was a Tzchi when I was 2 months old. But so what? It was only the Rabbanan then. Unless you say something, we should have paradigms with respect to the Dinimah. That's going to be tomorrow Shia. What will happen in the following case? I give a watch for someone, for a cotton, Zoch Alon Shlob Afonach. Okay? So assume it's the Rabbanan. It's the Rabbanan, the one gears that we saw. What happens when it comes into his hands? Is it still his only with the Rabbanan? Or at that point in time, it becomes his Dorais? That's an interesting paradigm for our case. Yes, Arya?
Is it possible that Tosfos say Skir is Midr Rabbanan in the sense that when we don't actually know his own Das, we have Skir Midr Rabbanan? But once his own Das is actually revealed, in a way that a Gadol's Das can be revealed, then the Kinyan or whatever we're talking about can work on a Dorais.
Maybe. That's a little bit different than what I said. Rabbanan, we're out of time. Tomorrow, she is 11 o'clock. I want to do a few little things about this sugis, and that's maybe some other relevant sugis. I want to talk about Chumash, Parshas, Chayesaras, Shizuch. See you